I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Routine screening and early detection are important when it comes to defeating breast cancer. To talk about breast cancer prevention and screening is Dr. Nancy DeMore. She's a professor of surgery, surgical oncologist, and the medical director of the Breast Center at MUSC. Dr. DeMore, how common is breast cancer for women in the U.S.?
About 260,000 women develop breast cancer every year.
Why does early detection make such a big difference?
Early detection can improve survival. Women who present with an advanced stage breast cancer have more risk, and those who detect with very small cancers have a much better odds for survival.
And what are typical risk factors for breast cancer?
One major risk factor is advancing age. So the older a woman gets, more likely she is to develop breast cancer. It's also related to childbirth. So a woman who was never pregnant has an increased risk. Having a child under the age of 35 is protective, and over age of 35 is actually a risk factor. Having a biopsy that has atypical cells can increase the risk for breast cancer, as well as family history of breast or ovarian cancer.
And how does someone know if they are at a higher risk of breast cancer?
One of the things that we focus on is family history. So if a first relative, mother, sister, or daughter had breast cancer, or again, if there were a history of ovarian cancer, there is genetic testing that can tell if someone is at very high risk.
Well, first, let's talk about women who are at average risk of developing breast cancer. What should they be doing as far as regular screening?
The most effective way to screen for breast cancer is with mammograms. We recommend starting at age 40 and having them yearly. Also, a woman can do self-breast exams, so if they have any new lumps, they should go to their physician and have that evaluated. Or if there's any new bloody nipple discharge or persistent itching in the nipple, they should bring that to their physician.
What should a woman who is at an increased risk of breast cancer do? And actually, who would be in that category?
So the average risk, what's normal, is about a 12% lifetime risk for developing breast cancer. Anyone whose risk is over 20% should have high-risk screening. And what this is, in addition to yearly mammograms, it's adding a yearly breast MRI, as well as twice a year physical exam by their physician. There are also some medications that can lower the risk of breast cancer, drugs that block estrogen. They can talk to their breast surgeon or medical oncologist about these medications for lowering the risk of developing breast cancer.
And what about hormonal replacement therapy as a risk for breast cancer? What do we need to know?
For patients who have gone through menopause who take hormonal replacement therapy, studies have shown that it does increase the risk of developing breast cancer. So we recommend if someone does go on it, just really for the shortest time that they can tolerate. There are medications that can control some of the symptoms of menopause that can be used instead of hormonal replacement therapy that don't have an increased risk in developing breast cancer.
Dr. DeMore, thanks for providing this information about screening for breast cancer.
You're welcome. It's been my pleasure.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.